This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from May 26th. I'm Paul Plack. The widow of the late New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle has been denied a $50 million payday at the expense of Cirrus Aircraft shareholders. In last year's turbine otter crash in Alaska that killed former Senator Ted Stevens, the NTSB decries the lack of crash-resistant cockpit recorders and says the pilot's medical history is suspect. Delta and U.S. Airways will try again to swap slots between New York LaGuardia and Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. The airlines filed an application for the changes with the FAA on Monday. The Air Transport Association of America reports that passenger revenue rose 12% in April compared to the same month in 2010, marking the 16th consecutive month of airline revenue growth. Gulfstream International Airlines flight crew members, represented by Teamsters Local 1224, say they've ratified a 5-year collective bargaining agreement with the company. Learjet Company of Beijing, a VIP charter provider in the People's Republic of China, has taken delivery of its first Airbus corporate jetliner, an ACJ319, that it will dedicate to VIP charter flights. NASA's Twin Grail spacecraft are at Kennedy Space Center, being prepared for launch from Cape Canaveral in early September. They'll fly in precise formation 30 miles above the surface of the moon to study its structure and history. And Fleming Aviation of Gaithersburg, Maryland is now a Cub Crafters outlet and says area pilots can't wait to get some time in the Carbon Cub SS. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, John King of King Schools talks about 3 counterintuitive changes we could make in our culture to improve the general aviation safety record. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.